We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Hilchos Simonei Behema. Everything we've discussed now is connected to the Korban Omer, which was brought from barley, which we mentioned earlier a little. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going into it a little more to explain why dafka barley and how it ties into everything we're learning here. Soirim hu meichel behema. Barley is referred to in the Gemara as animal food compared to wheat, which is a higher level grain, which the Gemara refers to as human food. Dehainu hachius shel habehema. We know that food is the life of the animal. Kitzrich. Okay, so now why do we bring the Omer on the second day of Pesach from barley? So Rav Nosson Zal explains. Kitzrichin tchilo lesakein hachius shel habehema. Because the first thing we have to make a tikkun for is the lower level chiyus, the chiyus of the behema. Shehu b'chinas hatoiv hakovush shenofal amokim shenofal behemius kanam. This symbolizes that goodness, the Jewish neshamais, or sparks of Jewish neshamais, that have fallen to a very low level. They've fallen into behemius. Ki se'oiro b'chinas hadibur. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, now let me tell you something else about se'oiro. First we told you that se'oiro is animal food. Now let me tell you something else about Soira. Soira represents Dibur, speech. We mentioned this earlier, if you recall, that the five letters, Menatzbach, Mem Nun Tzadik Peichov, which are referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as Gvurois, Midas HaGvura, because of Oisei Stumois, and there's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Ugvurascha Yedaberu. The Dibur comes from Gvurois. And the word se'oira is bigimatria twice menatzbach. Why twice? Check your Kisvei Arizal and you'll get more details. It's not our topic for now, but I'm just giving you an idea of the association. When Rav Nosson Zal says this, he assumes either you know, or if you don't know, you don't have to know right now. Take his word for it, that se'oira represents dibur. I gave you some of the connections to show how it connects. Ki gam hatoiv shenofal, hu bechinas nitzutzei oisius hadibur, sheshom hoyo ikra hashvira, shemishom hatoiv kanal kiyadua. Rav Nosson Zal says now, when we speak about neshamais, neshamais of the Jewish people that fell into the hands of the Sitrachro, or when we speak about sparks of Kedusha that fell into the hands of the Sitrachro, Rav Nosson Zal says, we're talking about letters of dibur. Because we know that when Hashem first created the world, how did He create the world? Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu uBeruach Piv Kol Tzvom. The whole creation was with Dibur. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us in a few places in Likutei Moharan, everything has oisios in it. When we eat food, the food has oisios in it. And Rabbeinu Zal says there are people who are such a level, they're eating the oisius. They're not eating the food. They're not concerned with the food. They're concerned with the ruchnius. But we see everything, certainly everything ruchni, is tied into oisius. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, this goodness that we said that fell into the hands of the Sitrachra is sparks of letters, of dibur, which is where the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that that's where the main Shvira took place. When we say that there was a Shvira Sakelim, when Hashem first created the world, and He tried to put His light into Kalim, and the Kalim couldn't handle the light, they burst, and the light splattered, that light, one aspect of it is these Oisiois Hadibur, that scattered into all kinds of places. Vezeh b'chinas ma'sheh ovois hoyu roye behema. And now we could understand why the Avos HaKadoshim, among the greatest tzaddikim of all time, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, were specifically shepherds of animals. They were involved with behemoth. What kind of business? What in the world do they have doing playing with animals instead of sitting in Koilel and sitting in front of the Gemara? Ki rotzu lahamshechu emuna HaKadosha bo'olam. Because their main job was to bring emuna into the world, to broadcast emuna. That's something we draw into the world through the dibur hakodesh that the tzaddikim speak. Which we said that in order for the diburim of the tzaddikim to really travel, to be able to travel to far away places where these sparks of Kedusha have fallen, you need tzedaka. Tzedaka is what cleanses the air. Tzedaka is what creates avir hanach vazach. Remember, a clear ear. It makes friends. Ad sheshamea hatoiv shenofal lohakum, until that goodness that fell into the hands of the sitrachra hears the words of the tzaddik, because the words of the tzaddik travel to it. Shehem bechinas behemois, and that toiv, those Jewish neshamas that fell into the hands of the sitrachra, one of the places they fell into is behemois, actual behemois. And if they didn't fall into behemois, if let's say they fell into non-Jews, we learned before that non-Jews are compared to behemois sometimes. Shulachem poyim achamoya, remember we said? So all of that is referred to as behemius. V'alkein hoyu royei behemois. This is why the avos hakdoshim, the greatest tzaddikim, were shepherds specifically. They took care of behemois. L'sakein ha-maychel v'hachius shel ha-behemois kanal. Because they were involved in being mesakein the food, the chius of behemois, which is this soira that we said earlier. Shezeo bechinas oimer soirim. That's also the concept of the oimer soirim that's brought on the second day of Pesach. Vezeo bechinas venosati esev besodcho levemtecho vahodar viochalta besavoto. And this is why the Torah teaches us, first you'll feed your animals in the fields, and then you'll eat. Kitchila, as the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Mem, kitchila tzrichin l'sakin maichal behema. Because when you're trying to be masaking things, the rule is always malin bakoidish. You start on the bottom and you work your way up. So we have to start on the lower level. First, we have to make a tikkun for maichal behema. Shezeh b'chinas oimer soirim shematir lechoy lechem shu ikor achila. That's this oimer soirim that we bring on the second day of Pesach that allows us to be able to start using the chodesh, the new crop of grains, to make specifically bread, which is the ikor achila, which is made from grains. Ki kishemesaknin maichal behemo shezeh b'chinas oimer soirim shezeh nas alidei shimoidim latoiv hak. Because when we're mesaking the maichal behemo, which is this soirim, which is done shenes zenasa, which is accomplished alidei shimoidim lahatoiv hakovush babehemois huemunak doisha, the way we're mesaking the maichal behemo is by informing that goodness, those sparks of Kedusha that are found in the behemois, we enlighten them about the emuna, ad shechoizer lemalosli, to the point where those sparks of Kedusha realize, they remember who they are and where they come from, and they do tshuva, they return to the Kedusha. Shezeo bechinas gerim, one example of that is converts, ayideze nishlam hamizbeach. Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likutim Ran Torah Yud Zayin that results in Shleimus HaMizbeach. That when Gerim come and join Klal Yisrael, that brings about a Shleimus to the Mizbeach. Shehu Iker Tikun Hu Achila Degdusha, which is one of the highest levels of Tikun of food. The Korbonos that were brought on the Mizbeach made a Tikun for all the Achila of Klal Yisrael, because we mentioned many times in the past, the Gemara says nowadays that we don't have a Mizbeach, Shulchanoi Shelodo Mechaper Kimizbeach. Our table, the food we eat. So Achila is connected to Mizbeach. When there's Tikun HaMizbeach, there's Tikun Hu Achila. Vezehu venosati esev besodcho levemtecho. And this is why the pasuk says, first you'll feed the animals in the field. Shemitzvah lahachil abehem utchila. It's a mitzvah to feed the animal first. Kedei lesakein hachius vahatoiv hakovush beneyem. In order to affect a tikkun for the goodness and the chius that's found in behema on the very low level. Bechinas gerim, which we said an example of that is the concept of gerim. Shehem tikkun amizbeach kanal v'hodor, and afterwards v'yochalta v'savoto, afterwards you're ready to eat. Ki oz v'achila b'kedusha, because once you made the tikkun for the lower level, then the higher level is ready to go into action. V'alkeim hoyo Avraham isha chesed. Now we'll understand why it was so important for Avram Avinu to be involved in major chesed, major hachnosas orchim. He was a major kiruv person. He was makar of many people to Yiddishkeit and to faith in Hashem, but he was also, the Torah puts tremendous emphasis on his chesed. Ma kesher, as we say here in Israel. Ma kesher. Why? What? Why was that so important? Ve'oise chesed u'tzdoko im kol hoylam. He was involved in chesed and tzdoko with the whole world. Why? Kedei lahamshich b'chinas avir hanach v'azach. Because Rabbi Nazal tells us, when you're involved in chesed and tzdoko, you generate this clear air. You get rid of, when there's tzedakah and chesed, there's no anger in the air. There's no tension. There's only love and friendship. You take out all the turbulence from the air, so the air is perfectly clear. So now when you speak diburim of emuna, your diburim can go to wherever, however far they have to go. V'alkei nikro Avram oyavai. And that's why the Pasuk in Yishayim Emalav calls Avram Avinu, my beloved. He's b'chinas ahavo, chesed. B'chinas ahavo v'chesed. Shehu b'chinas avir hanach v'azach. That's this clear air. Shaydeze nishma dibur shelhu emunah k'doy shelam irocha k'nal. Rabbein Azal says, when you have that avir hanach v'azach, then the diburim of emunah can be heard far and wide. Ki Avraham hoyo roish lema aminim, because Avraham Avinu was the first and leader of the believers. Vehu harishon shehishchil lahamshich ulegaloi semunak deisha boilam. He was the first one who really was involved in outreach, kiruv, broadcasting faith in Hashem to the whole world. Shulazet zrichin laharbois bitstoko vechesed. If you want to be involved in that, you got to be involved in tzedakah and chesed. Shehim b'chinas ahavo v'sholoim. Tzedakah and chesed are a form of ahavo and sholoim. Kedei sheyeh b'chinas avir anach v'azach, so that there should be a clearness, a stillness in the air. Kedei sheyeh nishma hadibur l'meirachoik, so that the words should be able to be heard far and wide. Now we could understand, this could explain one of the very difficult questions today. How come people who are involved in kiruv have to raise money? These Yidden, never, they're always making a chant out of everything. Torah and Tefillah, we say, they're always mixing them up. They have to learn in the middle of davening and daven in the middle of lower. Everything's a mix-up. Make up your mind. You're in Kiruv or you're in Stucco? Which one are you? The Torah, Rav Nosson's all showing us here that we see that these two have to go together. If you want to be involved in bringing people close to Hashem, in speaking Diburim of Emunah, and your Diburim of Emunah should be far-reaching, you have to be involved in Tzedakah v'Chesed. Because Tzedakah v'Chesed is what creates that Avir Anach v'Azach, that the Diburim of Emunah should be able to reach the faraway places that it has to reach. V'zeh b'chinas Pesach. Now we could also understand the Kesher to the Yontif of Pesach, because it's brought that the three Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuah, Sukkos, correspond to Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. There's a posuk in the Torah that says, V'yaakov nosa sukoiso. So we see Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos. So we see a kesher between Yaakov and Sukkos. Shavuos was Matan Torah, at which there was the blasting of the shofar. And the shofar, it reminds us of the Ayel Shel Yitzchok, the ram that replaced Yitzchok Avinu on the Akedah. And Pesach is Avram Avinu. Pesach is Chesed and Ava, as we'll see in a minute. V'zeh b'chinas Pesach, shu b'chinas Avraham isha Chesed kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chasidus, that Pesach is associated with Avram Avinu, Chesed. Ki Pesach hu yitzias Mitzrayim, tchilas hizgalus emuna boilam. Pesach is when the Yid went out of Mitzrayim, and that was the beginning of the revelation of Emunah to the whole world, to broadcast to the world that there's a Hashem in charge, not Mr. Paroi, not Mitzrayim. Everybody thought until then that Egypt was in charge of the world. They controlled the economy of the world. They controlled the whole world. Suddenly Hashem showed up on the scene, and he turned Egypt into pea soup. And then everybody found out, ooh, there's a new boss in town. We didn't know. There's a Hashem who created the world. And he's the one who's really running the world. Al-Kain huba b'chinas chesed. That's why Pesach is the union of chesed, and Avram Vinu is the union of b'chinas Avraham, kedei lahashmia diburei hu emunu l'merchakim. Because what we're trying to do on Pesach is to make sure that this hizgalus hu emuna, that these diburim of emuna should be broadcasted to the world. We're starting that on Pesach. Ki bePesach yoytzei hadibur digdusha me'agolus. Because Pesach is when the dibur comes out of Golus. The Sifrei Kabbalah tells that while the Jews were in Golus, They had no speech. They couldn't talk. When a person's in jail, when a person's imprisoned, he's in a tzimtzum, he can't open his mouth. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, the Arizal says, Bebechinas Pesach. The Arizal says the word Pesach is Pesach, that they were able to open their mouths. They started speaking. Speaking what? These Diburim of Emunah. V'al kein tzrichin chesed utztaka. Now you can understand why Pesach is an incredibly important time for chesed and tztaka. V'ze bechinas lechem oini. That's why on Pesach we eat the matzah, which is called lechem oini. Poor man's bread, showing that we're associating with the poor. We're acknowledging the poor, as we say afterwards in the Haggadah, kol dichven yese v'yechel, kol ditzrach yese v'yifsach. What's the opening shot of the Seder? When a person starts his Seder, what's the first thing? The first thing is, whoever wants, whoever doesn't have a place to eat, please come and eat. Whoever doesn't have, whoever needs Korban Pesach, please come and join me for my Korban Pesach. That's what we're broadcasting, this tzedakah and chesed, in order to create this avir hanach, so that the diburim of emuna will be able to travel. Ki tzrichin laharbois b'tzedakah v'chesed kedei lahashmiya diburehu emuna sheze ikra b'chinas Pesach. That's what Pesach is really all about. On a ruchnius level, what are we trying to do? This is the beginning, a whole new beginning for the world in a revelation of Emunah and Hashem. When the Eden came out of Mitzrayim, a message of Emunah and Hashem was being delivered to the whole world. This is why, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the first sif in Hilchas Pesach talks about tzedakah. That there's a special inyan during the month of Nisan to take up a collection for the poor people. For what? For matzah on Pesach. But again, the point is tzedakah, taking up a special collection for the poor people. Why tzedakah? Tzedakah creates the avir hanach vazach, that the diburei emuna, which is what Pesach is all about, Pesach, speaking those diburei emuna, should be able to have the proper effect. Finished with Pesach. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back. Now let's talk about Purim. Vezeo bechinas, paragraph Yud Beis. Vezeo bechinas ribui hatzdoka shel Purim. With this we could understand the major, major collections for tzedaka that are done on Purim. Bechinas umatono yislev yoinim, as it says in the Megillah. V'chol ha'poishet yad litel noisnoi, the famous statement in the Gemara that anyone who puts out their hand on Purim, throughout the year if somebody puts out his hand, you want to check him out a little to see, is he legitimate or not? Should I give? On Pesach, on Purim, you close your eye. Whoever puts out his hand, you give. So we see Purim is a super special day of tzedakah in the year. Why? Kedei lahamshich kedushas Mordechai. In order to bring the greatness of Mordechai into the world. Bechinas, which we mentioned earlier, we quoted from Likut Imran, the Pasuk in the Megillah, Vayimotze kosuv asher higid Mordechai. That Mordechai is the symbol of this fact that they found written in the books of the Goyim the words of Mordechai. They found in the chronicles of Achashverosh the story of Mordechai, how Mordechai had saved his life. But the wording there is Vayimotze Kosov, they found in the Goyish books the words of Mordechai. Shalideze Ikarma Pola Somon Kanal. When these Dibure Emunah of the Tzaddik get out to where they're supposed to get, that's what brings about the real Mapola for Homon. Sheze Zoichnaide Ribuit Stoka Daika, which is accomplished through the tremendous tzedakah that's given on Purim. Kedei sheyielanu shalom im hakoil, because tzedakah creates goodwill. It creates peace. When I'm giving out dollar bills, everybody's my friend. Everybody's at peace with me. Kedei sheyieho avir nach vezach, that the air should be perfectly clear. Shaydeze nishma hadibur lemei rochoy, that the words can travel far. As it says at the end of the Megillah, that the greatness of Mordechai Tzadik spread to all the countries. Bechinas shamu amim yirgozim, as the Pasuk says, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, nations heard, they heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and they trembled, they shook, pachad. Hanemar b'Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Pesach. Shehu gam kein bebechinas zukanal. That was also this issue, that the diburim of Emunah rang out, the message of Emunah rang out to the world by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the world trembled from it. They got that yira that we mentioned earlier. V'ze shekos of Rabbeinu Zal. This is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Reish Aleph in Likud Imran, shematzas, the word matzas, as it's spelled in the Chumash, without the Vav, roshe teves tztoko tatzil mimoves. The word matzas, you know, without, is roshe teves tztoko tatzil mimoves. Ma kesher, what's the connection? Ki pesach b'chinas matzah shu tchilas hizgalos emuno ikar hatikin al yedei tztoko v'chesed. Because Pesach, which is when we eat these matzahs, which we said is the real beginning of the major broadcast of Emunah to the world on a big level, on a global level, we said it is dependent on Tztoko v'chesed, b'chinas Avram isha chesed kanal. V'ze b'chinas Tztoko tatzil mimoves. That's why we see a remez in Tztoko related to Pesach, related to the matzahs. Shematzeles mebchinas ragleho yordois moves. That tztoko saves from death. What does it save from death? It saves the feet of the Kedusha, the lowest levels of the Kedusha, from falling into the klipos, into the sitrachra, which is called death. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, tzedek yikroehu laragloi. Tzedek, this tztoko, calls out to the raglin, to the feet, to the lowest levels of Kedusha, you know, to save them from falling into the Sitra Achra Mamish. Shayidei HaTzdoko, koirin es hatoiv mebchinas raglin. Through the mitzvah of Tzdoko, we call out to that goodness that's in the lowest places. It's in the feet. Mebchinas vategal margaloisov. As we mentioned earlier, by Rus it says that she lie at the feet of Boyaz. Vategal margaloisov. And we save that goodness that's going down, we save it from falling mamish into the sitra achra, into death. As the Pasuk says, tztoko saves from death. Matzas, this is the matzas, lechem oimi, poor man's bread. Lechem she'ikar tikuno yalidei tztoko laniyim. Meaning, this is a bread whose main tikkun depends on the poor people, on giving tztoko to the poor people. You want Pesach to be effective, you want the matzah to do what it's supposed to do, to reach out to those, the diburim of emunah should get to where they're supposed to get to, you need the poor people, you need to feed, take care of the poor people. Shaydei zeh, you need the mois chitim, the kimcha de pischa. Shaydei zeh, nishma hadibur emunah. That's what makes it that the words of Emunah should be heard in all the far places. Bechinas Pesach. As we said, that's what the holiday of Pesach is. The mouth speaks. Lemei Rochoik. Those words should be heard far away. Shezeh Iker Tikkun HaAchila DeKedusha. This is the main tikkun of eating properly. Iker Tikkun HaAchila DeKedusha. This is the main tikkun of eating properly.